What's up, guys? This is Mike Smith, aka Flex Up Mike, and you are now listening to Flex Your Thoughts. Flex Your Thoughts. This is episode number 6. Wow, we are moving right along. Episode number 6. Today's focus is going to be doubt and self-esteem. So, thank you again for listening. If you can, please go to www.flexup.com. We have a Valentine's special going on right now. We have some very, very nice hoodies that I believe that you will all like. Next week, we'll be introducing the yoga pants, aka leggings, the actual Valentine's Day leggings as well. So when you get a chance, please go to www.flexup.com to check out the newly updated products. We also have some other newly released sweaters and hoodies as well. Also, please remember to follow us at _flexup. That's both on Twitter and Instagram. Please follow us on our page at flexup.llc. That's actually flexup, LLC. And that's actually our page. Please give us a thumbs up there. Tell us you like us. Scroll through. Check out the posts that we have. Also, you can follow me on my personal page at Flex Up Mike. That's both on Twitter and Instagram. Now, previous episode, we talked about disconnect and the importance of getting away from your daily routine, your daily 9-to-5, and taking a vacation, whether it's a staycation or you actually just taking an overall break from your daily routine. Is very important that you actually disconnect so you can recharge and give a better effort once you're back in the game. But today on Flex Your Thoughts, I wanted to talk about doubt and self-esteem. So these things were two aspects in my life that I struggled with for a very, very long time. Doubting myself, not really believing in myself, and on top of that, having a low self-esteem. Something that I struggled with since maybe about 9, 10. You know, you start to get picked on by your peers and, you know, having getting bullied in school didn't help at all. And that transitioned into my adult life, going into college, and then also after college as well, for a few years, until I really try to put an effort into try to struggle and fix those things. So with doubt, you know, I wasn't never really the most athletic guy, and I wasn't never really the one that stood out the most, but when I started playing sports and stuff, you know, it was a struggle, you know, very, very, very struggle. And then on top of that, you get bullied and picked on. Growing up, I used to get called Urkel. You know, I definitely don't favor the guy, but, you know, it took me a very long time to get over that. And it just started to accumulate, you know, getting picked on, getting bullied, the name calling, you know. You try to talk to guys, you try to be amongst the crowd, you know, you get pushed out of that. You try to talk to a girl that you like, you get pushed out from there. And, you know, it just really builds on really doubting yourself and your self-esteem. And my adolescence and then to my teenage years, it was just a complete struggle. Just trying to get through day by day, not knowing when all of this is going to end. And, you know, one day you're like, you know what? I got to get through this somehow. So what helped me to actually get through it was time, especially through my early part of my life. So as time went along, things eventually got better. But you graduate high school, then you enter college, and then you go through the whole thing again, which is now worse now because now you're actually an adult. You know, they don't teach you about money management. They don't teach you how to budget correctly. They don't teach you network. All of these things you got to learn on your own. And I think that's something that's really hindered the actual school system. But that's another topic for another day, because I really wanted to dive in that. I was talking to a peer of mine, and he's about 53, and now I'm 33, and we had the exact same curriculum that when he was in his teens, and then when I became a teen. You know, to me, I believe that the teaching should have evolved from where it started to where it is now, and I think that's have been a big issue in the U.S. for a very long time, but we can talk about that topic on a later date. But I wanted to get back to doubt and self-esteem. You know, something, those two things were a completely struggle for me. And I was able to get to college, through college, you know, okay, you know, very nice, likable guy. So it's very easy to get along with people in college, you know, in high school and middle school. It was a struggle. However, you go to a different environment. Everybody is from all over the world, pretty much, from the school that I went to, and it got better. Now, you get through college, you know, college is good. Now, this is where the depression actually comes in, is after college. Because if you don't plan correctly in college, in high school, you can be completely lost afterwards. Now, for me, what I originally went to school to be an aerospace engineer. I saw the curriculum, and just through doubt and not having faith in myself, I settled. I ended up changing my degree by two or three times until I just went back on a fall-off degree, which is English literature. Now, that doesn't necessarily say that if you are an English literature degree major or you have that as your bachelor's, that doesn't say that that's a fall off. That's just, you know, for myself. You know, I was very scared of the actual challenge in reading and studying and stuff back then, but I got through college. However, I graduated with a degree that didn't have that much of an opening and opportunities for me. So then I had to begin the search, trying to figure out what am I going to do with my life, where am I going to go, what are my goals, things like that. You know, as a younger cat, I had ambitions of trying to become a professional athlete, but, you know, in high school, middle school, you know, I was very mediocre at that, and even college, I had an opportunity to play track and field. However, I didn't take the advantage of really applying myself and becoming the best person I could be in college, you know. But this all circles around to just having doubt in myself and always looking out for the answer instead of actually trying to find the answer within myself. And when I ended college, I was like, okay, now what? So, well, things, when they really started to change for me is when I felt I was pretty much at rock bottom, which was around 23, 24-ish. You know, I was a security officer, and I just felt that these past 24 years, I just kind of wasted everything, wasted my life. You know, I wasn't going to take my life because I felt that was a sucker way to go out. However, I had to figure out something. So, you know, I went back and said, you know, I do have an English literature degree. Maybe I should, you know, read something to help encourage myself to actually try to, you know, get out of this rut. So the first book that I read was Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. In that book, you understand that if you read the actual title, you really don't need to read the book. You think, then you grow rich. But Napoleon Hill, he pretty much chops it down even deeper, where it's important to shake hands with individuals. It's important to have a set plan. It's important to have a goal. It's important to have objectives. You know, you write those things down, you make it plain as you can be, and then you make it happen. So Thinking and Grow Rich was the very first step where I started to get out the rut, and I really started to believe in myself. So from there, I went back to school and got my IT degree, and that's what I'm currently doing now besides the fitness industry. Another book that helped me was about the richest man in Babylon. From there, it talks about how, I believe it was Simon, that he was the richest man in Babylon. And it just, it's a very amazing book. You know, I truly recommend those two books. And that was actually the groundwork to get me out of my rut and help me to get to where I am now. Now, I'm just letting you know, it took me from age 24 to about 33 to where I am now to truly believe in myself. It was definitely a struggle, but one thing I do recommend is reading. You know, also another thing I recommend is therapy. You know, try to talk to someone, you know, express yourself. You know, you don't have all the answers, so reach out to an individual that can kind of help you open that door a little bit. You know, you see the door and you see the actual light behind it. The therapist can actually encourage you to actually grab the knob, twist the knob, and open the door. You know, so that's what I truly recommend. And you know, I don't necessarily have all the answers, and this is not necessarily a sob story or a truly interesting story. However, I believe that those that do still deal with doubt and self-esteem, you know, you can adhere to my advice and adhere to what helped me overcome my personal obstacles and help me to be the person that I am today. Every day I still try to read. Every day I try to talk and network and laugh to truly help me overcome my doubt and self-esteem. And right now I can say that I'm the best person that I am, you know, that I feel, that I believe, that, you know, I think anything is possible. So I hope those that do listen, they are encouraged by this. This is not a very long podcast today. I just wanted to actually come off actually personal and just share my, testimony on how I've overcome from all those years of doubt and picking and just not believing in myself to where I am today. But as I mentioned in the last episode, I mentioned that we're going to read from Food, Your Miracle Medicine, How Food Can Prevent and Cure Over 100 Symptoms and Problems, based on more than 10,000 scientific studies by Gene Carper. I recommend that you guys go ahead and read the book and read it along with me. And if you have any questions, please comment or question on our personal page at _flexup. That's both on Instagram, Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at FlexUp LLC. And you can actually follow me on my personal page, both on Instagram and Twitter, and that's FlexUp Mike. FlexUp is spelled FLXUP. For all of the military people out there, that's Foxtrot, Lima, Cytophone, Uniform, Papa. So today I'll be reading just two little snippets, not as long as last week, but something that I thought was actually kind of unique to actually read about. So we're going to actually talk about oxidants and antioxidants, and just some ways to actually to curb the oxidants. So believe it or not, the actual air we breathe oxygen is almost somewhat harmful because of the actual mixtures and different pollutants that's actually in the air. And one thing that actually battles the actual oxidants is antioxidants. So I'm just going to read just a few things here for you that I think would be beneficial for you. And if you ever have some time to do some more research, check them out. So this is coming from page 10 from Food, Your Miracle Medicine. And it reads as so. What oxidants can do that dietary antioxidants may prevent? They turn LDL cholesterol into a form that can clog arteries, attack cells, genetic material causing mutation that can lead to cancer, destroy cells of the eyes, leading to cataracts and macular degeneration, interfere with normal processes, raising blood pressure, destroy nerve cells, leading to neurological deterioration such as Parkinson's disease and Lou Gehrig's disease, promote inflammation as in arthritis and asthma, damage sperm, leading to infertility and birth defects. Now, how to get the most disease-fighting antioxidants? Now, when you choose fruits and vegetables, look for those with color. Usually, the deeper the color, the more antioxidants. Also, fresh and frozen fruits and vegetables have more antioxidants than those that are canned, processed, or heated. Generally, you get more antioxidants if you can eat red grapes rather than green or white grapes, red and yellow onions instead of white onions, cabbage, cauliflower, and broccoli raw or lightly cooked, garlic raw or crushed, fresh or frozen vegetables rather than canned ones, microwave vegetables instead of boiled and steamed ones, extra virgin cold processed olive oil, the deepest, darkest green and leafy vegetables, pink grapefruit instead of white grapefruit, whole fruits rather than juices, fresh and frozen juices instead of canned ones, the deepest orange carrots, sweet potatoes, and pumpkins. So that'll be it for today. If you get a chance, research more on oxidants and then research more on antioxidants. So oxidants are the actual molecules and different type of additives that actually are harmful to us, and the antioxidants is what fights and prevents them. You can also research that antioxidants actually transmutes and transforms into free radicals, and free radicals is what really does a lot of actual harm to us. If you can picture this, free radicals is like a flamethrower, or if you're like a comic book fan, it's like the Human Torch. You turn the Human Torch on, and then whatever it touches actually goes into flames. So free radicals are extremely harmful to your body. But adhere to some of the advice I've given to you about the fruits and vegetables that we eat, and over time, things will change through your body. So thank you again for listening to the podcast. This is Flex Up Mike, aka Mike Smith. This is Flex Your Thoughts, episode number 6, focusing on doubt and self-esteem. Thank you for letting me share this with you guys, and thank you for listening. So until then, you guys take care.